I can remember the actual time because it was actually Valentine's Day too, and I was wearing a red dress.
Wow. And
was that good?
Was that it? Was that you gone?
That was me gone. Then I was just lifted and led after that.
Brilliant.
And then he died. So anyway, Stephen, how many Valentine cards did you get? Now, I want the truth out of you this morning.
Do you know, Barbara, I haven't even looked, but I think it would be between zero and zero.
No, there's a sack full in the office.
Is there?
Yeah, postman specially delivered just for you this morning.
Stop it.
Seriously? Someone sent us in a balloon as well.
Look at that in the studio. Happy Valentine's Day balloon.
Are you sure that's not for Hugo's wee party today?
Could be.
Is Hugo having a party?
Well, listen to tell you. I have two men here who will come to work for me today for I'm moving house.
Be careful, Barbara.
I have two men doing a bit of work in my kitchen for me today. And not one of the two of them brought me a red rose. Not even a box of sweets.
Do you know what, Barbara? I'll make sure.
Their names is Mark and Owen.
I'll make sure there's a red rose sent up. It's just a pity that Vinny's all tied up.
I know.
Well, it's only 10 minutes up the motorway.
Wonder could we get him out of the cage and get him sent up to Barbara's house?
We could try.
What do you think?
Rattler's cage?
Yeah.
See if we can wake
him. It's only 10 minutes up the motorway.
Barbara, thank you. We'll make sure we get you a red rose today from the Nolan Show,
okay? Fine. You want my address now?
And we get it behind the seat. Don't be giving it out this morning on air. People will come up and steal your ornaments.
All right.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thanks, Stephen.
Morning to you. Morning. Billy. Morning, Billy.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
First time you met your wife, Billy.
First time I met her was at the 11th night at the bonfire.
How many years ago?
It'll be 42 years in September coming.
My God, that's longer than I've been alive.
I was a blind date. My mate, one of her mate, and he set it up.
And describe what happened, Billy.
Well, I didn't drink at the time. And I was down at the bonfire when my mate came and says she was in the bar. It was a park bar. I don't know why you're near tonight. And I wouldn't go. And he went and got her and brought her down to me. I didn't say I didn't drink, but she did. We headed off from that night. So was it.
Brilliant.
And I still love her more than I did then. And from that, she's had a stroke. She had a stroke when she was 47. And it's made no difference.
So if I was to ask you...
She was my first girl, think, Billy.
If I was to ask you, Billy, what love means to you, what your wife means to you, what would you say?
Everything. Sharing with her, holding her, cuddling her, just everything.
See, that one word is so powerful, everything. What does love mean to you? Everything. Yep. Really, really powerful. Do you know, Billy, from all the range of subjects that we do on this programme, every day of the week, if you think about it, health and education and money and business and politics and all that, maybe we're doing one of the most important subjects today.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, love and relationships and what's really important to you in life.
That's right. Because it's very, it doesn't seem to last, marriage. And I think it's a thing of the past, marriage, eh? You know, it's just living together now, you know.
That's incredible that you've been together 43 years.
Well, it doesn't seem 43 years to me now, to be honest with you. And as I say, she was my first girl.
Lovely to talk to you, Billy.
Right, thanks very much, Stephen.
Thanks a lot. Morning to you. I like this.
Yeah, it was lovely.
I like this. Yeah. I like this item. You lot should be setting more stuff up like this morning. I told you to lead with us today. 08459 555 678. Jim and Brian and Roy and Jim and Jim. Look what's happening here. It's all men.
I know, actually. Barbara's our only lady so far.
What has happened to the world? Where it's all men now talking about love and talking and wanting to express themselves.
Men don't talk about feelings.
And all the women are hiding under the blankets. Jim, good morning.
Hello, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, I met my wife in 1964 in a wee hall, Ardoyne Hall. So it is, and I married her in 69 in Holy Cross Chapel, the wee chapel across the street from the hall. And we're married 42 years and we're together 47. And I'll never forget the song that was played in Ardoyne Hall that night. It was Little Eva singing the Locomotion. And I still remember that song. It still sticks in my mind, so it does, you know. And the day we got married, I'm near sure it was Grand National Day, and Highland Wedding won the Grand National that day.
Can you imagine life without love, without your wife?
Well, I have to be honest now, she's absolutely fantastic. Now, not compared to me. Like, I wouldn't be the best, but she's the best in the world. She does everything. She's kind, she's good, and she's very religious, you know. She's a very, very, very nice girl. She's my Falls, and I'm from Ardoyne, you know.
Jim, thank you. Brian, morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen.
How are you doing today?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
So we're asking people to think back to the time they first met. And it would be great today to actually find someone who's been married 50 years, 60 years, and then someone that's just got married this year. That's just fallen in love. Forget about marriage. It's just fallen in love recently. A couple of days ago, maybe. A couple of weeks ago, maybe. What's your story, Brian?
Well, Stephen, we're married at 52 years on the 30th of April. I met my wife, she was 15. I went to a 15th birthday party. Her mother invited me to a 15th birthday party. We started going out, and we loved each other that much. We got engaged, and then we got married when she was 16. We were very much in love then, as we are today, and we have 5 children, 13 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. And it has been hard work. Don't think it's easy. Marriage is not easy. We're still in love. We've had our ups and downs in life, but you have to work at it. That's a lot of young people today don't know that. They have an argument and they walk away. You have to work at marriage. And me and my wife and I, are very much in love today. And I think we will till the end of time. And that's about it, Stephen.
It's lovely to talk to you this morning, Brian. Thank you very much indeed. 08459 555 678. There's someone to see phone the phone in room now. That's the longest we've had. Someone saying they've been married for 50 years. So 50 years, the longest that we have so far. If you've been married longer than that, pick up the phone. It is 08459 555 678. If you've just fallen in love recently, I want to hear from you as to what do you reckon it feels like? How important love is in your life? 08459 555 678. Anne Rules. Morning, Anne.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello, love. Stephen, I was married for 50 years when I lost my husband.
Can I say, Anne, it's lovely to talk to you again. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
I know that, love.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good stuff.
I'm coming on well.
Good.
And I have, as you know, I was in the paper 2 years ago, the Valentine cards. We sent them to each other and put them in the drawer and brought them back out again, which I have. They're about 40 years old. You couldn't buy them the day. They're too clean. I mean, in writing. But they're unique. They're the old-fashioned cards, and they're yellow. But I have them up now with this photo. But it's lovely memories. Lovely memories alone. I do miss them terribly. We were married for 50 years, and it was the old stock marriage, you know. I mean, you put the meal down and you took the plate away. It was the old stock kind of marriage. And it was lovely. It was lovely memories.
So bring me back, Anne, the 52 years.
We were, in 1959 we married. And
When did you first set eyes on him?
I set eyes on him, and you're not going to believe this. This is the truth. He was tapping money outside one of the jigs.
He was what?
Tapping money for to get into one of the jigs. He was outside. Any odds, love?
What's a jig?
A dance. The dance. It was called a jig then.
He was tapping money?
Yes, he was looking for money to get in. Any odds, love? Because there was never no money. You needed sixpence to get in.
Uh-huh.
And I saw him inside. Nice to see you got the money, says I. And he was lovely. He was in a teddy boy suit, grey, with the blue satin linen and bebopper shoes. And the haircut, and his teeth was as white as snow, and he was absolutely beautiful. He's with his mate, and then they asked us to dance, and then one thing led to another. I'm married in 59, we're married for 50 years, 2 lovely daughters, and have lovely memories. But I miss him terrible, but it was the old-fashioned kind of love that you really don't see much of today.
When did he die, Anne?
2 years ago. I miss him terrible, too.
Can I ask you, because, you know, if you think about it, you've been married to a human being longer than I've been alive,
that's
right?
That's right.
So can I ask you, when you then lose that soulmate, when you lose that crutch in life?
Horrific. It's unbelievably horrific, mentally and physically.
What do you mean physically?
If it affects your whole health as well, because you don't want to go on. Your loneliness, and you miss them. For wee simple things, you miss them.
Like what, Anne?
Like, he says to me one day, if anything happens to me, Anne, I don't know what you're going to do, because you can't even wind the clock up. And I says, look, I'll just let the clock go dead then. But he was right. You know, wee things that he done that I didn't appreciate him for. And I miss him so much, and there's thousands like me.
But what you do have is you've got all of those years that no one can take away from you.
I have a box of photos of lovely memories, and I have lovely memories of them. Now, it wasn't all roses and cream. There was hiccups along the way, obviously. But I can look back and say, well, I had a nice marriage, and I had a lovely family, and I have a daughter looks after me called Deborah, and she's absolutely wonderful to me. She's been a real inspiration.
Isn't that lovely?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that lovely even saying
that? And
they
feel it too, but their families, it fills their gap. It's when you close the door at night and you're on your own.
So tell me from your heart this morning, Anne, if I was to ask you, why is love so important?
Love is worth much more than any material stuff. You can't replace everything in life, but you can't replace life itself, and you can't replace the love of it. You can't replace that. No, you can't buy it. If you could buy it, it would be easy. That's what makes it so heartbreaking when you haven't got it.
Well, it'd be interesting if we heard from someone today who's never had love in their life.
Well,
who's never fallen
to have
in
loved
love
and
before.
Lost, never to have loved at all, isn't that what they say? But I wouldn't have liked to have lived my life without what I had. I would not. And it's only now that I'm coming, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, that I'm appreciating everything again, a wee bit. But I said, anybody out there that's in the same position, keep on going. It's hard, but keep on going.